This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, already into the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You can always listen via the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 or 9320 and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 or 6890. Sherry and others, Barney and others that are patiently holding, your calls are coming up in about 20 minutes if you can hold, because I got news I need to cover now. The toll-free number to join us on air, always a good idea to give it out, haven't given it out in over an hour, 1-800-259-9231. Any particular news story we haven't mentioned or something you saw on the news you want to talk about or something you witnessed on C-SPAN or something happening locally in your area, we'd love to hear from you on those issues as well. 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Okay, there's a bunch of news. Later I'm going to recap this because it's so important. I'm about to cover other news we haven't gotten to yet. Ashcroft has been lying and then caught in lies and issuing new lies, mixing it with half-truths and then combining it with more lies. I mean, he makes Bill Clinton look like a poor liar. We'll get into what this puppet's up to and how conservative states are decrying and passing laws against the Patriot Act. Also, big news story out of London Guardian, where in British court they admit they're torturing people now and that that's A-OK. Kind of a big deal, folks. That's coming up as well. Got news on record Ritalin use. They're now giving it in mass in the U.K. and the U.S. to babies 15 months old or younger. I mean, think about that. A dangerous amphetamine, basically methamphetamine, to babies, people. If your kid's hyper and doesn't behave, just drug them so they grill in the corner. It's not that you're giving them Coca-Cola and Twinkies. That's not why they're bouncing off the walls. Here, give them some speed to burn their little brains out, retard growth, shrink their brains, cause heart palpitations. So just pure evil right in our face. That's coming out. It's amazing. More on the microbiologist, former head of Horton Down, one of the whistleblowers to the BBC and their writer, Mr. Gilligan, how Dr. Kelly supposedly committed suicide, but they say it was a grisly scene. Some new developments on that. That's coming up. And FBI denies failing to spot September 11th pilot, but it comes out that report FBI knew 911 hijackers lived with them. Yeah, of course, they ran the whole operation. And continuing, we'll get into the new FBI report, which is basically a whitewash, but it's bad enough. Just incredible. Bunch of news on the mercenaries. This is out of the Scotsman. We also have one out of the London Independent and another out of the New York Times. U.S. is creating an Iraqi militia to relieve GIs. U.S. plans to enlist Iraqis in Operation Civil Force intended to quell resistance. And it's a bunch of murderers they're hiring, literally out of the prisons. War Incorporated on the march to relieve U.S. troops all over the world. It says they wear black uniforms. They work for DynCorp and others. We'll talk about the history of DynCorp. We'll be getting into all of that news. Also, construction of nuclear reactors in North Korea ongoing despite tension. Our government giving them nuclear reactors, showing how staged all this is. Lawsuit claims troopers have ticket quotas. Yeah, no kidding. Ex-trooper, trooper of the year, blew the whistle on this. Mistakes admitted in South Carolina mental jail stays. Turns out people stayed months who were completely innocent and had done nothing wrong. That's all coming up. Iraq weapons, now a secondary issue, the White House says. Don't worry about it. It was never about that. Funny, I thought it was all about that. But they want you to engage in doublethink and forget it. More U.S. soldiers being killed. Unfortunately, Cheney had Iraq in sights 2 years ago. More on the internal documents of his energy task force about how they'd soon be getting the Iraq oil before the enabling event of 9-1-1. We'll be right back.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live, launching straight into the news. And coming up in the next segment, we'll go back into your calls. This is out of the Scotsman today. FBI denies failing to spot September 11th plot. Now, this has been out in the news for years, 22 months to be exact. The FBI missed a chance to uncover the September 11th plot by failing to discover the two men living with an FBI informant who were preparing to join the suicide hijackers. Congressional inquiry is expected to report. The study due to be released this week also contains new evidence suggesting that a Saudi American government agent may have been a key associate of al-Qaeda attackers, according to Newsweek. Folks, the FBI paid for their houses, their cars, their credit cards, okay, and a bunch of them have been found to still be alive. The study due to be released this week also contains new evidence suggesting that a Saudi American government agent may have been a key associate of al-Qaeda attackers, according to Newsweek. One congressman involved in the probe told the magazine that the findings were a scathing indictment of the FBI and an agency that doesn't have a clue about terrorism. Oh, it was an accident. Is that why your funding's all been increased? Is that why the people that blocked the investigation of this by good FBI low level that were compartmentalized, is that why they got the biggest cash bonuses in FBI history? Is that why? You don't mention that, do you? We're talking about dead people here, folks. They're dead, those thousands that died. I don't think it's funny. And the globalists are going to carry more out. You watch, unless we expose them on this. This is life or death. One congressman involved in the probe told the magazine that the findings were a scathing indictment of the FBI and the agency that doesn't have a clue about terrorism. The report states that the Bureau had evidence about a suspected Saudi secret agent who had extensive ties with hijackers Khalid al-Mahar and Nawaf al-Hazimi, but did not keep checks on him, the report threatens, to worsen the United States' relations with a longtime ally Saudi Arabia. Already dealt a massive blow by evidence that most of the September 11th hijackers were Saudi citizens. Yeah, and most of them are still alive. Well, what does that mean, then? Well, you know how drones are piloted and controlled. You know they've flown 747s from L.A. to the place with the kangaroos over there. So that's going on, flying them to Australia. I mean, it's remote control, folks. I don't want to get off all into that. I cover it in my films. 9 of the hijackers have been found alive. A bunch of the others had their houses, their cars, their credit cards paid for by the government. Public officials got told not to fly that day. The CIA put options in against American and United days before. Bush had troops massing in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. Salman Rushdie got told not to fly that week to New York by the FAA for his safety. Mayor Willie Brown got a call from the FAA the night before, told not to fly to New York. It's not a conspiracy theory. MSNBC reports Israel did tell its people to get out of the building. I got that in the films. That's mainstream news. On and on and on and on. And the neocons and the PNAC board, policy board, with Dick Cheney saying we need a big Pearl Harbor event to get our New World Order before 9-1-1, and his energy documents about how they were soon going to have Iraq's oil and have the pretext to get it. Before September 11th, 2 months before, U.S. troops massing. Goes on and on. I mean, I've had to make 2 films and write a book. I shouldn't even get into 9-1-1 without doing a whole show on it. We are tomorrow, by the way, with George Humphrey. You don't want to miss that. Okay, I'm going to get bogged down here. I got to hurry. Bush approval rating at 59. Democrats give an edge on economy. Doesn't matter if you get the Democrats in there. They're all on the same team. 2 different tires on the other side of this truck. The sluggish economy and the continuing daily threat of U.S. forces in Iraq have taken a toll on President Bush's public standing, according to USA Today Gallup poll. The president's approval rating fell 59, its lowest level since March, the poll of 1,003 adults over the weekend. And his overall approval on the economy is 45%. It's just dropping, dropping, dropping. But some of his other polls are in the low 40s. Bunch of different poll numbers on different questions. That goes below 40. Look out. He'll need to do something, or that is the people he works for will need to do something to get us all back in line, praising him as our Savior. Some more rubble for him to stand up on top of with a bullhorn and tell us how much he loves America and we'll just give our rights up. He'll keep us safe. We just don't ask questions. What did Dick Cheney say on Meet the Press last year? He said, if you continue to frustrate us with 911 investigations, you're ensuring a larger attack. And then he smiled cryptically. You like being threatened, America? So it goes on and on. You can read the Newsweek whitewash that they call exclusive. We had David Shippers on 2 weeks after 911, telling you everything and more that's in these stories. By the way, part of that David Shippers interview is in The Road to Tyranny. Continuing, War Incorporated on the march to relieve U.S. troops, the Scotland on Sunday newspaper. Now listen carefully to this. With their laser-targeted assault rifles, wrap-around sunglasses, and black uniforms, the men guarding Afghan President Mohammad Karzai look like U.S. Special Forces. But in fact, they are American mercenaries working for private contractors. The special forces who used to guard Karzai flew home last autumn after the Bush administration decided to contract out the job of protecting the Afghan leader. Their presence is just one manifestation of a dramatic trend towards the privatization of war by the Pentagon. By the way, they get paid, just the foot soldiers, $200,000 a year. A captain of these units is paid $300,000 a year. Commanders of overall operations countrywide are paid over $1 million a year. And then they whine on the TV, oh, send some money to the troops. They're on food stamps. Yeah, I am sad for the troops, but how about they stop all this? And it turns out globalists own these companies like DynCorp. Oh, by the way, these guys have gotten lots of work before, according to the BBC, loading the kidnapped women and children on jets to be flown to the Middle East and Asia. They got caught. This is what they do. Their presence is just one manifestation of a dramatic trend towards privatization of war by the Pentagon. The use of private contractors is not new. What is unprecedented is that the Pentagon has pushed privatization further than ever, even to the extent of using private contractors for core military functions. Well, that's also so you can compartmentalize stuff so people in the military don't get a view of what's really happening. And they found that generals have even blown the whistle, special forces colonel in Afghanistan as well, when they weren't allowed to capture real al-Qaeda or were forced to release them or fly them out to safety into Pakistan to start the next phase of the destabilization process between India and Pakistan. Black mask, black uniforms, and of course they're all former SEALs, Delta Force, and others. The use of private contractors is not new. What is unprecedented is that the Pentagon has pushed privatization even further. While the U.S. Army has shrunk by a third since the end of the Cold War, the private military industry has grown rapidly and now compromises 1,000 companies generating between $100 billion and $200 billion a year, according to Peter Singer in a new book, Corporate Warriors, The Rise of Privatized Military Industry. And Bush has authorized these guys to operate domestically, by the way. So the guy that grabs the Patriot and throws him in the van to be taken off, never to be seen again, acts under national security umbrella with no record. Talk about the mafia. This is it. During the 91 Gulf War, well, let me go back. Singer said this is a huge and growing industry that is increasingly active. A number of conflict zones. The state is usually thought of as having a monopoly on the use of force, but it isn't anymore. Oh, yeah. $100 to $200 billion industry. Pretty big, huh? That's what the black masks come in. Popularized by Hollywood, you know, where most of your cops now wear combat boots and black uniforms. They'll have the balaclava, that's the black mask in the back, no badge numbers. That's so these guys can operate. We've been saying this for 8 years since I've been on the air. And we have this from internal sources. Well, now you can pick up the newspaper and read about it. And that's bad enough. We got Mossad here domestically, UPI reported, allowed to, quote, kill Americans. No arrest, no jury, no judge, no indictment. You're just dead. Oh, yeah, Ashcroft, you're not taking any of our rights. No, no. $100 to $200 billion industry of mercenaries. And the Washington Times reported last year, convicted felons, if they're illegal aliens, get to come back and become members of the military. Washington Times. It listed people convicted of arson, rape, armed robbery. That's your new enforcers, folks. And it goes on, during the 91 Gulf War, there was one private contractor for every 50 soldiers. In Iraq, the war involved one private contractor for every 10. The companies were involved in military operations, such as maintaining the weapons on American stealth warplanes, reconnaissance aircraft, and Navy ships. Richard Boucher of the State Department spokesman said the department awarded the contract to protect Karzai to a private firm called DynCorp, which employs former special operations military personnel and CIA officers, because its only security agents did not have the proper training or weaponry to deal with combat conditions in Afghanistan. Oh. But the decision has been criticized by two congressmen, Henry Hyde, who is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Tom Lantos, the most senior Democrat. And it's going on here domestically, en masse, and DynCorp, as I said earlier, is the big one. And it just so happens they've been caught in the Balkans running 200,000 kidnapped women and children. That's BBC, folks. We're here on the air saying it. Okay? It's in the newspaper. And it's in the back of the paper. The average American has no idea. You tell them this, they roll their eyes at you. And they're going to operate domestically. I have Ridge on tape on C-SPAN saying it. So that's the new America, folks, all compartmentalized, and now you're going to have the multi-trillion-dollar Defense Department. It's already at $100 to $200 billion being put into this. Now even more shifting. See, the privatization isn't privatizing at all. It's the private globalists transferring government control to private industries who have total anonymity. You're not going to get their corporate documents. You start to figure out the mass wholesale wickedness we're facing.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I could talk for hours about why it's bad to have a mercenary army. I mean, they'll owe allegiance to the private contractors that just so happen to be connected to Dick Cheney and Bush and the Democrats as well. And the military-industrial complex is privately owned. They make all the profits. That's not enough now. They're going to own the armies, large armies. In fact, some estimates are 15% of the troops in Afghanistan are private. And the Scotsman on Sunday article says, meanwhile, when a plane carrying U.S. missionaries was shot down by a Peruvian military aircraft in Peru, it emerged the attack was an accidental one carried out after mercenaries' plane was mistakenly identified by U.S. surveillance aircraft flown by private contractors hired by America for its own war against drugs. We're hiring a private army, says Janice Sulskoski, a Democratic congresswoman who has sponsored two failed bills to try to curb the role of commercial contractors in military roles. We are engaging in a secret war, and American people need to be told about it and why. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, folks, a free society, you know, the first thing Caesar does is he hires his own private internal guard. Hitler did it. They're doing it now. They even wear the black uniforms. It says, with laser-targeting assault rifles, wrap-around sunglasses, and black uniforms, the men guarding Afghan President Mohammad Karzai look like U.S. Special Forces. And it says that at Camp Arjafjan, however you pronounce it, the giant U.S. military base south of Kuwait City, the armed figures guarding the gates are civilian employees of Combat Support Associates, who provide the Army with security, logistics, live fire training, and maintenance. But again, these aren't the guys getting killed. It's your poor kid living on subsistence, whose wife's on welfare back home with CPS harassing her. Dad comes back to his kids being seized or on Ritalin or Prozac. They're eating, you know, Wonder Bread and bologna three times a day. But that's okay. You know, he comes back, his kids are autistic from the shots, and he's got DU all in him, and he's got lung cancer. But that's okay, because DynCorp and others, they're running things. And all they do is carry out the security and other things. And then our troops sit out there and get shot for the private bankers. All right, we're about to go to your calls. We'll go to Sherry Ann and then Steve and then Dan and Barney and others. But this dovetails nicely with the private corporations meeting with about 2 months before 9-1-1 with the Chinese Energy Commission plotting what they would do with Iraq's oil after they got it. Oh, before 9-1-1. I see. That's their own documents. That's Judicial Watch, folks. Oh, but you're liberal if you criticize them. Oh, I see. Let's go ahead and go to Sherry Ann or Sarah Ann?
Sherry Ann.
Welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you, Alex. I'm a bit angry this morning listening to your caller, Daniel, I believe his name was. He called in saying that there is nothing we could do, and I don't know if that was his name, but I wanted to give him a message. And that denial is the highest form of mental illness. And it's people like him that are taking down our republic. And it makes me very angry that he has the nerve to call in and speak with such ignorance.
Well, I don't want to go that far with him, but, you know, he's disillusioned. We got to get his morale up. But, yes, we are on the march. A lot of good things are happening, but Peter Jennings isn't going to tell us that.
No, he's not. I would like to also tell Daniel that I'm a registered nurse, and I have lost many jobs because of my stand against vaccinations, against medications, and just protocol. And he needs to gain some strength.
So you put yourself on the line.
Absolutely.
That's great.
That's the truth, Alex. I'm going to follow the truth. I'm going to follow what's true to my heart. And when you do that, you can't go wrong. You will always win. You'll always
well, I'll
be
tell
successful.
You this. You're truly alive, too.
Exactly. You know, that's what this man needs to do, is start following the truth. I can't believe he is so informed. He suggests that he is very informed. He watches or listens to your show, but he does absolutely nothing about it. If I had his money, which he proclaims he has, I would be taking all my money, and I would be handing out your videos at a mall. You know, right now I've probably handed about 50 out of your videos. And,
well, thank you. Wow, that's great.
And got a couple of your T-shirts. And I just, you know, this guy needs to buy a T-shirt, buy some videos, do something. Don't
well, I know this.
Sit.
He wears one of my gun control shirts against gun control, he will meet like-minded people wearing it.
Absolutely.
Has that happened to you?
Yes. It's great.
Well, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add?
No,
or done?
I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything, Alex. You're doing awesome.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Wonderful lady. All right. Look, people's morale gets down, though. I don't want to knock the caller earlier, but I understand her frustration at him. But, hey, it's a war. Some people are going to have low morale. I'm not going to have low morale.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for 6-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I just talked about how they've got the mercenaries in MASH, $100 to $200 million a year. They wear black uniforms, ski masks, you name it. Dying corpsmen caught with these operations, kidnapping 200,000 women and children, transporting them out to different points around the world. That's BBC. That's AP, folks. And now they're going to be running your life here domestically, taking over more and more of the military, owing their allegiance to private corporations that are chaired by former CIA directors and others. And on top of it, new headline, Pentagon seeking private security firm to police Iraq, with large parts of Iraq still gripped by lawlessness and guerrilla warfare, the Pentagon is planning to hire a private security firm to arm and train thousands of former Iraqi soldiers to guard government buildings, pipelines, and other important installations. Now, they're doing a lot more than that. Pentagon has been in talks with the private security firm Kroll, who trained the former soldiers to take over duties at spots now guarded by U.S. soldiers. The guards would carry small arms and be responsible for security of up to 2,000 sites. So, lots of news on that. U.S. is creating an Iraq militia to relieve GIs. Well, they already hired the former secret police captain who then from Iran, who then, after the Shah fell, went to Jordan, where he got convicted for stealing $300 million in an embezzlement scam, and now he's the head guy in Iraq, and he's got all his former people. There's, according to the press reports, raping, killing, assassinating, robbing street vendors. I hear the neocons talking about the freedom of the Iraqi people. There's an AP article 2 weeks ago with the people with the bags over their heads being loaded on the backs of army trucks taken to these re-education centers for, quote, selling things without a license on the streets, beer and stuff like that. It's a giant business with 20 million slaves. Thinking of America with 200 million slaves. Actually, 300 million slaves is closer to it. Oh, man, we're in deep trouble. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think you hit me, Alex.
Okay.
This is Dan from Illinois.
Okay, Dan in Illinois. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that Rumsfeld, I swear, it's hard to be more wicked than him, don't you think?
Well, he is a globalist after their father's own heart.
I mean, seriously, if death had a face, I think that would be his. When I look at him, that's all I see. I mean, it's just...
He does look Nosferatu vampirish.
I mean, it's serious. I mean, it's a very, very evil-looking face.
Vampirish, I think, is the word.
But as far as that caller from Florida is concerned, Alex, every day, somebody who thought they were immune to what the government could do to them is being affected. And since that's happening, then your message is going to hit these people somewhere along the line. They're going to find the people who have your message to explain why they're getting hit and what they've been in denial about and why they were not exempt ever. But a lot of people think they're exempt of what's going on by just playing along.
Well, they're not exempt, my friend.
No, they think they are.
They think they're part of the establishment. Thanks for the call. Good point. Now let's try to go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling with something off topic, and I'm going to speak to one of your advertisers, the British Birkfield Filters.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've heard you mention before that folks buying the bottled water are sometimes buying bottled water that may be 6 months or a year, even 2 years old. If folks will look at the bottom of their bottled water bottle, there's a small triangular-shaped emblem on the bottom, and normally those are an Echo-type emblem, but in there they have a rating for the plastic that the bottle's made of. There's a number in that triangular shape. The most permeable is a 1 or a 2, and most of your plastic bottles that you get out of a grocery store, Walmart or Kmart or any of the other chain stores, which means that your soaps, your fabric softeners, your cleaning chemicals and stuff like that, all in plastic jugs, they're also in 1s and 2s, and the chemicals are leaching out of those jugs. If you have a pallet of a bottle of drinking water sitting next to a pallet of chlorine bleach.
Well, that's why when you walk by a pallet of stuff, it reeks because they do leak.
Right, and so these chemicals are leaching out of one jug into the drinking water pallet and the next one. So to safely store water, you need at least a 5 or above, glass being the best. 5 is a hard acrylic plastic. So same way when you're storing water, if folks are using plastic jugs after they filtered it through their Birkfield or some other type of filter, they need to store it safely, and the harder the plastic, the better, and then still keep it away from other chemicals. That's all I had is just...
The little plastic triangle at the bottom is a rating of the plastic.
Right. The lower the number, the worse it is. Okay. The lowest being 1, and most of your soft drinks...
I knew it was a rating of the type of plastic... And so you're saying it's a rating system of how permeable it is.
Sure. The lower the number, the worse it
is. Well, the articles we read, I mean, the Dannon up in New York a few years ago killed people. The stuff that was in the water was so bad.
Sure. Most of these bottled waters have bacteria and everything else in them, and they're kind of a joke, you know, really. And folks
better. And so that's why I was saying go with the British Berkey.
Right.
It's a high-quality filter. I own these before it was a sponsor, folks, and now you just buy them from the national source and save a lot of money, Jim Shepherd, and support this show.
Right, and I knew that, and I tried to get in one day the last time Jim was on the air, but your lines are busy. I'll hop off here because I know you need to get back to the news. Thanks, Alex.
Well, that's important. Water, thank you, sir, Steve. Water is 70% of the body, and it's a big deal. And do the taste test. Drink water out of a bottle, drink water out of the tap, and then taste water out of a big Berkey. And I mean, you don't taste anything when it's out of a big Berkey unless it's cold. You know, it kind of has that cold, it isn't supposed to have a taste, but it kind of does have that crispness feeling. But do it. I mean, in the past, I remember 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago before I knew how deadly fluoride was, I would drink a big glass of water after brushing my teeth or before. And I remember I'd always kind of a stomachache just for a few minutes until I ate something. Well, now I can go to the refrigerator, pull out a jug that I've put big Berkey water in, ice cold, delicious. Make ice cubes with big Berkey water, and then when you put them in your clear drinking glass, there won't be those weird white flakes at the bottom, and that's all the chemicals and dioxin and dead bacteria and stuff forms a film. For some reason, it sinks to the bottom of the ice cube. When the cube melts, it leaves that. Berkey water cubes don't do that, folks. Unless you've got really old plastic trays. I know a lot of you don't use trays anymore, but those break down too. But it's an important issue. And by the way, if you want to call and find out about the Big Berkey products they have to offer, it's 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the discounts. Because the prices you get when you mention my name are much lower than the ads you hear on this network. I'm sure you've already noticed that. Let's go ahead and take another call. I'm going to get back into some more news. Let's talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
I got 2 points. First, what the establishment is doing to our military forces in Iraq is extremely cool.
Yeah, they're huffing depleted uranium. They were hit with sarin and VX in the first Gulf War, admitted fact, giving them deadly anthrax and smallpox shots, killing them. That's now admitted. and they're living on welfare unless you're a sergeant or above. And but don't worry, the merc people, the mercenaries, get $200,000 a year starting.
Well, we should do everything we can to bring those troops home and send the mercenaries over there.
I was about to say, let's see how the mercenaries do without our boys.
Yeah. And my other point was, yesterday you were talking about the voter fraud and the League of Women Voters. And back when Spiro Agnew was the Baltimore County Executive around 1970, an urban renewal bill was passed that took some of our property rights away. And we petitioned the bill to referendum, and the supervisors of the election verified our signatures, and then the League of Women Voters somehow got access to the petitions, and they went over them, and they criticized some of the name spelling.
Yeah, they're the League of Stealing Elections.
Yeah.
They were caught on video 12 years ago in Florida falsifying things. That's and you notice the congressman... Rush Holt has a bill to where the new electronic machines will have a paper ballot that is with them, and they're lobbying to stop that and for there to be any record, and they want them to be remotely accessed by wireless internet. That's your League of Stealing Elections. I mean, League of Women Voters.
That's right. And they went over, they criticized the names on the petition. This is after they had been verified. And then we had to go over the entire stack of petitions. And then they came back and criticized the addresses, and we had to go over them again. And finally, one of our group contacted a woman lawyer, and we went to court and lost, had a hearing on it. But
well, anyway, let me give you an example. In California, they have double the signatures, over double the signatures needed to start a recall referendum of criminal Davis. Now, they have come out, and the government, Davis, is suing to have them all thrown out. Now, when the voters passed a law, the proposition to not give all the welfare to illegal aliens, to felons,
right.
He went in, he didn't say it was a bad vote. He went in and just said, I am disregarding it. The guy is a dictator.
Yeah.
And I told people, you don't just get rid of a gun-grabbing, open-border criminal. And why is he a criminal? He got caught, and he got money for this. According to the Sacramento Bee, never made national news. You know, the neocons act like he was in a fight with Bush and the Energy Commission and Cheney. That's not true. He got caught, Barney Davis, buying a megawatt for $147 from Enron and others and selling it back for a dollar over and over again, thousands of times a day, tens of thousands of times a day. I mean, think of that bid rigging, that scam. So the energy never even left, just going in circles, and then running up, you know, these billion-dollar, $10 billion bills. Forget what it was, like $12 billion by the end of it. California can call in and refresh my memory. I think it was like $12 billion by the end of it. You know, the special bonds, putting you in debt, raising taxes, and it was all a scam. The guy should be in leg irons.
It just looks like they need the tar and feather crew out there again.
Government is holy and can do no wrong. How dare you? And I would add, the former state attorney general, Morales, just went to prison for 4 years. And I said day one, I got criticized. I said, he is a criminal. He owns part of the law firm that got billions of dollars. I forget, how many billion was it? It was some ridiculous amount. He gets the money from the ruling. Come on, folks.
Well, you know what you got to have to do, Alex, is warn that lady you had on yesterday, I think her name was Beth, and to tell her about what happened to the Collier brothers and Jack Ruby and some of our CIA agents that used up their usefulness and put her on guard. They all came down with cancer, you remember?
Absolutely.
And I think they can eject it at will. Okay, I thank you.
Barney. You still there? Barney's gone. Barney, they have hundreds of viruses that produce cancer within weeks. I mean, they got naturally occurring cancer viruses that just so happened that made it into the polio shot and then other more modern shots, and cancer's way up with those new types we're getting to enjoy. So take your vaccines. The government loves you. And that's the thing. These Delta Force guys and guys that go and work for DynCorp and the rest of it, they give them the shots with the DNA fragments that go into their tissues and then activate at a later date and give them cancer. And I seen Bill Clinton on TV drinking Diet Cokes. I mean, they all do it to their own selves. This whole system is devilish. It's just against everybody. It's out of control. It's out of control. And it's going on everywhere. Now listen to this, because this is important. I want to get into these Cheney Energy documents because they're extremely revealing. I'm trying to find the article. Man, all this news is important. I'm just going to blitz through it for the final 6-7 minutes we got left here of broadcast time. This is out of the London Telegraph today. Cheney had Iraq in sights 2 years ago. Of course, you don't have to believe them. You can just go to Judicial Watch or Infowars.com. He posted this on Friday. Judicial Watch released the documents. They finally got some of Cheney's energy documents from before 9-1-1, where he was meeting, already carving up Iraq. And of course, his other PNAC document says they were going to go in and get the oil before 9-1-1. Cheney had Iraq in sights 2 years ago. Now, 9-1-1 happened 22 months ago. Documents released under America's Freedom of Information Act revealed that an energy task force led by Vice President Dick Cheney was examining Iraq's oil assets 2 years before the latest war began. The papers were obtained after a long battle with the White House by Judicial Watch, a conservative legal charity that opposes government secrecy and which is suing for the dealings of the task force to be made public. This is just some of what they got. Most of it hadn't been released. The emergence of the documents could fuel claims that America's war in Iraq had as much to do with oil as national security. It also indicates that the Bush administration is beginning to lose the battle to keep its internal working secret. And don't think the military-industrial complex won't detonate a nuke or release smallpox to smokescreen all of this. We are in very bad trouble right now, and I pray to God to protect us. And you better pray that too, folks. Protect us from these people, O Lord. The 16 pages dated March 2001 show maps of Iraq oil fields, pipelines, refineries, and terminals. A document titled Foreign Suitors for Iraq Oil Field Contracts is also included, listing which countries were keen to do business with the Saddam regime. Judicial Watch requested the papers 2 years ago and was threatened with arrest at the White House gate if they dropped the subpoena, which Clinton didn't even do. Judicial Watch requested the papers 2 years ago as part of its investigation into links between Bush administration and senior energy executives, including Enron's former chairman, Ken Lay. Mr. Cheney has fought the release of the documents at every stage. A court ordered 2 weeks ago that at least some of the task force's working papers should be made public. See, that's just some of it. Judicial Watch's president, Tom Fenton, said people will draw their own conclusions about the documents, but that is what an open society is about. Given the delay in the release, the Bush administration clearly did not want them to come out. Close quote. And it gets worse and worse. You can go read the article for yourself. On Infowars.com. And here is some of the other little tidbits of news. More U.S. troops being killed on a daily basis in ambushes and mass shootings. Construction of nuclear reactors in North Korea ongoing despite tension. Our government's building them despite tension. Lawsuit claims troops have ticket quotas. I'll hit that when we get back. Also, the government admits they can grab you for no reason and hold you for no reason. Wait till I get to that. Also, sharp rise in children's Ritalin use of 15-month-old babies. And the White House says that the weapons issue with Iraq was never central. It's secondary.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As a listener to the Genesis Communications Network, you're aware of the many health dangers that have been unleashed upon an unsuspecting public. We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but how do we do that without costly pharmaceutical products that trade benefits with side effects? Stabilized oxygen may be just the answer to this question and more. Stabilized oxygen is an oxidant similar to food-grade hydrogen peroxide, but it is more stable and effective with no unpleasant taste. By providing your bloodstream with molecular oxygen, it is possible to kill anaerobic bacteria and other parasites on contact without harming tissue or friendly bacteria. A 120-day supply of stabilized oxygen is just $15 postpaid. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your four-month supply and get the best oxygen boost available in easy-to-take droplet form. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Please tell your friends and family about the worldwide broadcast. We do it Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight right here on the GCN Radio Network. Some final news tidbits of importance coming up here momentarily. Before I do that, I want to encourage every single listener of this show to get my videos. America Destroyed by Design. Again, America Destroyed by Design. Police State 2000. Police State 2, The Takeover. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. My newest video. 911, The Road to Tyranny. The Masters of Terror. My book, Descent into Tyranny, 230 pages, covers September 11th, The History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. It's only $12. The films are all over 2 hours long, ranging from 2 hours and 5 minutes to 2 hours and 40 minutes, like Police State 3. They're $25.95 apiece. Order three or more of any of the nine films, of any of the titles. They drop down to $20 apiece. Again, go to InfoWars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films, or call toll-free to purchase them and support the show at 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And last but not least, you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Your purchase of the video supports this broadcast, and I want to thank those that have gotten them and have made copies for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes, that have aired them on Access TV and gotten them out to opinion makers and talk show hosts and elected officials in your area. God bless you. You're part of history, and Godspeed to you and your family. I'm out of time. Let me get to some news here in the last 3 minutes of the worldwide broadcast. Iraq weapons, now a secondary issue. The U.S. Defense Secretary says finding Iraq weapons of mass destruction is now a secondary issue. Ah. See, there's a lot of weapons over there, but they were all sold by the Russians to the U.S., and they're at known sites, so they can't talk about that in the news. The existence of such weapons was cited by Washington and London as a justification for going to war, but Paul Wolfowitz, guy who loves Machiavelli and Trotsky, says he's no longer concerned about them. In an interview on board a U.S. Air Force One jet returning from a five-day tour of Iraq. Mr. Wolfowitz said the task of setting the weapons question is in the hands of U.S. intelligence agencies. Oh, okay, that's nice. Just forget about it. We never said it, and they've been saying that in the news. It was never about weapons. That's a lie, a liberal lie. Well, you're the liberal, so shut up. And it goes on and on here. U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq ambush. Another soldier was killed in another convoy. It just goes on and on daily. I don't know why they think these Iraqi police are going to help them, because they're getting killed even more. Construction of nuclear reactors in North Korea ongoing despite tension. This is out of San Francisco Chronicle, AP. A U.S.-led project to build two nuclear reactors in North Korea has proceeded despite the standoff between the communist state, suspected nuclear weapons development, South Korea officials said Wednesday. Talk about arming the enemy. Lawsuit claims troopers have ticket quotas. Ex-trooper of the year alleges that opposition to quota forced him out of South Carolina Highway Patrol. The U.S., and it goes, the federal government is pushing all these quotas. The South Carolina Highway Patrol operated a quota system that rewarded troopers who met ticket-writing goals and punished those who did not. A two-time winner of the Trooper of the Year contends a federal lawsuit. Turns out this trooper's a big hero and saves people all the time and is very brave. And he said, look, I'm not going to do this anymore. Just give old ladies tickets. And they said, you're out of there. Two-time winner. They want thugs. Another one here. This is out of the Charlotte Observer. That last article was out of the another big paper. I'm trying to find it here before it ends. This is out of the state newspaper. This is out of the Charlotte Observer. Mistakes admitted to South Carolina mental jail stay. South Carolina mental health chief now says lack of funds was not the real reason. Turns out they held 70 people in jail despite the fact they've been ordered to be released for 7 months. See you back tonight, back tomorrow.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.